This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Today we'll be visiting with Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council. March is National Nutrition Month, and Joyce and I discuss some nutrition trends we can expect to see in 2016. Joyce, I guess really what we can start out with is to talk about what trends are we expecting to see as far as nutrition goes in 2016?
Well, there are a few. Basically, a lot of it is focused around sugar, wanting to lower sugar intake and reducing the amount of sugar in the diet. So that's a primary one. And then also probably increasing the use of probiotics. And then the final one is protein. And I know we've talked about that a little bit before, but protein is important. And I'm sorry, there is one more, and that is called souping.
Well, we can start off by talking about the lowering sugar trend. How would you suggest to lower sugar in your diet?
Probably the best way is you just really have to read the labels. Check the ingredient labeling for any type of added sugar. And, you know, check out prepackaged and processed foods. They generally, you know, you may not think the food has sugar in it, but if you read the label, you may find out it is there. And another good point is to choose your snacks wisely. Choose snacks without a lot of added sugar. So snacks like fruits and vegetables, cheese, and also low-fat milk would all be good trends. And this, of course, is all based on the 2015 to 2020 dietary guidelines. They recommend only consuming about 10% of your calories each and every day from sugar.
Well, now I want to move on to talking about the probiotics. Where can those be found? And I guess explain what those are.
Yes, probiotics are actually good bacteria. They've been around for a long time. But recently people have started to realize that by consuming probiotics in your diet, it can help improve gut function and also strangely enough, it helps to reduce symptoms of depression. So they are typically found in fermented foods like yogurt and yogurt-based products, things like kefir, or some people refer to it as kefir. Also aged cheese, as well as other foods that are fermented like sauerkraut, miso, and tempeh can all be good sources of probiotics in the diet. So you may be hearing more about probiotics. It may be added to drinks. You may see it added to cereals and muffins as well. So look at your local grocery store and check out the labels. Read those. I should point out we do not yet know the effect of added probiotics in some of those things like cereals and that type of thing. But you could always go to the source, things like the fermented cheese as well as the yogurt.
We also hear quite a bit about protein, and I know you and I have discussed this before, but let's talk about why protein, why is it so beneficial?
Well, protein is important because one of the main reasons is it does help you feel fuller for a longer period of time, so it can help in things like weight management, and it's also very important for building lean muscle. So for that reason, we want to make sure we're getting protein in the diet. The recommendation is that we should try for 20 to 30 grams of protein at each meal. We need to balance it out through the day instead of overloading in any one particular meal. So, and of course, dairy is a great source of protein, 8 grams of protein per serving. And a great way just to make sure you're getting that protein is to have a serving of dairy at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And that's something that should be easy to do. You could do something like a latte at home, hot milk in your coffee in the morning. Make sure your salad at lunchtime or your sandwich has some cheese on it. Or at dinner time, making sure that you're including a dairy serving or maybe even having a cup of yogurt before you go to bed.
And the final trend that you mentioned earlier was called souping. Now, this is a new one for me. I haven't heard of this. So what is it, and how can we do it?
Yes, well, it's pretty much what it sounds like. And, you know, there was a big trend several years ago and probably still ongoing of juicing. Well, souping is very similar to that, But basically, it's just including soup at meals throughout the day. And soup is a great way, especially things like vegetable soups, a great way to get some extra vegetables in the diet. And it also is important because it takes up a lot of space in your stomach, so it adds volume. You tend to feel fuller earlier on. So it's great to include that in your diet as well. Make sure, especially on cold days, soup is something that tends to make you feel a little bit warmer.
Well, and we started talking about all these trends because March is National Nutrition Month. So what can you tell us about this month?
You know, March Nutrition Month has been sponsored by the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. It's been around since 1973. It's just a great time to really highlight the importance of nutrition, make sure that registered dietitians are the nutrition experts, so they're great people to go to for more information on nutrition. And again, just to remind consumers, it's important to make smart food choices. Make sure that we eat dairy every single day. And also, of course, being physically active is very important for building a healthy lifestyle. So the theme this year is Savor the Flavor of Eating Right. And, you know, again, just focus in on healthy eating. If you have questions on nutrition, reach out to your local registered dietitian in the hospital who can help you with some more information.
Well, Joyce, I think you shared a lot of great information with us today. And as always, if listeners would like to learn more or have questions, where can they go for more information?
Visit our website, which is stldairycouncil.org. And, of course, they can always call the office. The office information is listed on our website as well. And also, at any time, they can email our info account, and that is info@stldairycouncil.org.
And once again, that was nutrition educator for the St. Louis Dairy Council, Joyce Vickery. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.